crackle, crackle. Pop, pop. Our records never die.
Not this record!
Singles, albums,
LP records,
photographs.
Go records on the wall.
Keep those records playing.
Yeah, it's the jumping little record I want my jockey to play.
I am a DJ, I am on a play.
Time to play B-sides.
By the record machine.
You got two turntables and a microphone.
Here
goes the last DJ.
In that dusty old pile of vinyl records I got sitting on my floor.
Today on the Vinyl Experience for the hour, a salute to jazz pianist Joe Sample, who died last week at the age of 75. Joe's storied journeyman career from the Jazz Crusaders to sidemen work on some of the biggest hit records of our time, to a satisfying solo career in which he shaped a new foreground form of formerly background jazz music, is all part of his portfolio. Let's dig into the music of a personal friend and a terrific talent. I'm Paul Cavalcante, and this is The Vinyl Experience. sampled the Sideman for Average White Band's version of Put It Where You Want It, the tune that his own Jazz Crusaders cooked up, and so it would often be for Joe Sample, taking a secondary or tertiary role on somebody else's big hit record, but also stepping right to the fore, either as a solo artist, as we heard with his 1979 record Carmel, or as the leader of the Jazz Crusaders, who took their lumps in the early days for being more R&B influenced, but when they wanted to do jazz straight ahead, boy, could they play. And here's a great example, recorded live in 1966. They have their way with Miles Davis's Milestones.
Thank you.
Pacific Jazz was the label, and the Jazz Crusaders were part of the new breed. But Joe Sample would soon find his fortune not only leading a jazz combo, but also picking up session work and touring with artists as unjazzy as the Beach Boys. Here are some of Joe's famous and in some cases uncredited session performances, beginning with a terrific jam on the first important record by Canned Heat. This is Sandy's Blues from 1968.
Need you, babe. Yeah, you know it's true. I need a woman that won't play me for no fool when things go wrong. Sometimes I'll cry for you. Yeah, babe, I'm gonna cry for you. A man needs a woman to tell his troubles to. I swear, don't you know? Cry for you. Don't you know I love you, babe? I'm gonna cry for you. You've got a good woman. I want you to take her everywhere you go. Please treat her kind and gentle. Just so she'll know. It's a real quiet ghost for now.
gonna make me cry for you. Yeah, child, I'm gonna cry for you. You know, people always asking me, Big Fat, why you always sing a sad, sad song? Well, you know, I have me a little girl in Cleveland. You know, it's her that makes me sing this here song. I told her, when you need somebody to call your own, I'll be your leaving post when you come home. Just remember, darling, when you get yourself together. Yeah, child, don't you know I'm gonna cry for you? Don't you know, child, I'm gonna cry?
Joe Sample's keyboards grace the breakthrough album by Mary Clayton, no longer 20 feet from stardom in 1970, the year after her scorching cameo on the Rolling Stones' Gimme Shelter. She recorded her own full version of the song. We're exploring Joe Sample's session work in this stretch of our salute to the 75-year-old jazz pianist who passed away last week. By the way, the Crusaders were the only instrumental act to ever tour as an opening for the Rolling Stones. And the Crusaders are basically the backing band on this super famous hit record for Marvin Gaye.
Don't you know how sweet it sat down, he takes his baggage off the carousel. He takes a taxi into town. Hello, schools of taxi fishes. Jonah and the ticking quail caught up at the lights in the fishnet windows of Bloomingdale's. Watching those high fashion girls, skinny black models with raving curls, and beauty parlor blondes with credit card eyes, looking for the chic and the fancy to buy. He opens up his suitcase in the Continental Suite, and people 30 stories down look like colored currants in the street. On the Pan Am roof, like a dragonfly on a tune, and businessmen in button-downs press into conference rooms. Battalions of paper-minded males talking commodities and sales, while at home their paper wives and their paper kids paper the walls to keep their gut reactions hid. Yellow checkers for the kitchen, climbing ivy for the bed. She is lost. Caught up in chief of staff. He drifts off into the memory of the way she looked in school, with her body oiled and shining at the public swimming pool. shining as she reeled him in, to tell him like she did today, just what he could do with Harry's house and Harry's take-home pay.
Joni Mitchell explored a jazz direction on a few mid-70s albums, and Joe Sample was along for the ride when she employed the L.A. Express as her backing group. Joe played on a couple of important Joni records from this time, Court and Spark and The Hissing of Summer Lawns. From the latter, It's Centerpiece and Harry's House, that wonderful medley that allows Joe to really stretch out on keyboards. Joe Sample in the spotlight on The Vinyl Experience, his session work with Steely Dan on the two prototypical jazz rock records, Asia and Gaucho. On Asia's leadoff cut, Black Cow, it's Joe's clavinet work that provides the personality of the song, because it's his lick.
Saw you in Rudy's, you were very high, you
Smooth jazz is a term that was coined by radio programmers, but Joe Sample in many ways created the template with the solo post-Crusaders albums that he would release in the 80s and 90s. Night Flight is a good example of his gentle theme and variations over a smooth funk groove. Finally, speaking of which, and bringing this music to the pop charts, the Crusaders' top 40 turn in the heart of the disco era, thanks to the help of vocalist Randy Crawford and Street Life.
I play the street life because there's no place I can go. Street life, it's the only life I know. Street life, and there's a thousand parts to play. Street life, until you play your life away. You let the people see just who you want. Superstar. That's how the life is played.
And that's the vinyl experience. I'll always cherish Joe Sample's personal warmth. His assured touch on the keyboard was matched by his manner in life. He was a world-class world citizen, a storied dude, and a generous spirit. Discover past Vital Experience shows in the archives at prn.fm and on demand at rtds.ca. Follow the Vital Experience through social networking. I'm Paul Cavalcante.